Before we begin with the real message this morning, I wanted to share, because it is Father's Day, and I do want to take this opportunity to wish all the dads in the room this morning a happy Father's Day. But I don't know if you noticed that fathers really don't get that much respect anymore. Rodney Dangerfield kind of started that. Anybody ever watch Father's Knows Best? Father's Knows Best. I'm dating myself now. Huh? It was a program in the 50s, early 60s, that it was around what they call traditional family, a father and a mother and a daughter and a son. And every time there was challenges and so forth, they ended up going to Dad to get advice, and he always seemed to have the answers. Really a wonderful program. It's a shame some of those good old programs that had a good moral message to the world is no longer available. But I don't know if you noticed, but in some of those programs, we're talking about fathers. As we look, we observe boys growing up, spending hours and hours throwing footballs and going to games with Dad, fishing and you name it. And when they make it big, though, and they go to college and they make it big, and they get on the football team and they become an all-star, and right before the bowl game, the fellow goes down on the turf and interviews him. The first thing he says is, "Hi, Mom." That's why fathers don't get much respect. Sometimes the training and things we do, but other things we have to take responsibility for. I was a father that probably early on in my life was like a model father, but somewhere along the line, things drifted into my life. And I became a not-so-good father. But fathers just don't get any respect anymore. But praise be to God, he allowed me to change my life in a way that I can say thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to be a father of my little girl, Kathy, who was 8 days old, died of a crib death. Daughter Debbie in Pennsylvania, my son Butch in Louisiana. We're on the outs right now, so that's okay. Well, we know that it'll all come together someday. But the good news about Father's Day isn't all bad. And I didn't even know there was such a place called the National Center for Fathering. And they conduct surveys of Father of the Year essays in partnership with the local schools all around the country. There's 8 contests that were held. And I want to share some of the essays with you that was written. What my father means to me is simply sampling essays of past contests. That's what the whole theme was. Okay, tell us what your father means to you. Well, the first grader writes, "My dad's the best dad ever. I would kiss a pig for him." Another first grader writes, "My dad's a Frito-Lay man. And that's an important job because Frito-Lay means chips, which means food. And that's so important because you cannot live without food." These are actual essays that was written by school grade kids. The third grader writes, "The dad in my life isn't really my dad. He's my grandpa." There's a message there, granddaddy. "But he's been like a dad to me before I was born. I hope that as I get older, Grandpa will teach me all the stuff he knows about wood and first aid and anything else that he knows about. My grandpa isn't my father, but I wouldn't trade him for all the dads in the world." A fourth grader writes, "Sometimes as a joke, I put my stinky socks in his briefcase. So at work, the next day, when he opens his briefcase, he will think of me. He always is at concerts and plays that I'm in, and even though he lives about an hour away, he's always there." Fifth grade girl writes, "I can relate to this I got a little granddaughter, gets her hair braided. I don't braid it." She writes, "You know what else my dad does? He braids my hair. I'm the only girl I know whose dad braids her hair. I think that's a perfect dad. He's already one of the greatest dads to me, and I just wanted everyone to know that." The sixth grader writes, "One time I had an assembly, and I was a soloist, and my dad was in the front row. And after my song, I smiled at my dad, and my dad smiled back. and started crying. That was the best thing I ever saw. So the news for Dad isn't all bad. Father's Day is known as the day grown kids call home to speak with Dad. And I hope and pray that you got a Father's Day present this day so far. And I also hope that it's something you can really use, because actually, Dad's in monetary sense. Think about it. What can our children give us that we cannot purchase for ourselves? In a society as affluent as ours, it's a real challenge to give anyone anything that they truly need. So what do you give to someone who has everything? Now, you and I may not feel like we have everything, but think about it. We basically have everything, especially if we have God at the center of our life. Amen.